Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The fact that any secret, and this was the director of the Secret Service that said this, that they didn't put somebody up on a roof because it was too slanted. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's a quote from her.
How is that even possible? I mean, I could see that maybe coming from a lesser agency or something, like maybe the local, you know, sheriff's department or something, but not the Secret Service, you know?
No, you're exactly right. And if you look at the two shooters the Secret Service had, they were on a much more pitched roof. So it made no sense. It kind of comes down to this whole communication thing, which I think at the end of the day is going to be a big part of what they discover the fallacies were here. And that is, you know, who was where, when, who was responsible for what. And I think this director making such a comment is so comical because that's just not what happens in the real world. I know she was a Secret Service agent. That's my understanding. She served on, I think, two different presidential details, was my understanding, and then went into private practice. And it seems like between the time she served and the time she went into private practice, she forgot a lot because slanted roofs or sloped roofs should have no impact. I mean, and this was barely sloped, by the way. I mean, the 20-year-old scaled it with a gun and ammunition.
I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any means, but to throw that out there as the official answer, I just don't buy it. I mean, it just seems like either someone's, and I'm not saying it's a conspiracy that they let this kid up there with the intent to shoot the president, but it just seems more like we're covering our ass and making something up that maybe some of the population will buy that don't quite understand how all of this works and won't realize what a ridiculous answer it is. But still, it's a ridiculous answer. Can nobody own up to this and say, look, we really screwed up here and we didn't do this because we screwed up? Somebody was supposed to be there. They didn't show up for work. We didn't double check it, whatever the hell it may be. I mean, if it's as simple as you'd mentioned earlier to the motorcycle cops not showing up, It's really scary if it's like that. Well, it's not Burger King we're talking about here. We're talking about the security of a former president and all these people who are out there. I mean, God forbid he had a bomb or something that would have gone off.
Well, and he did have IEDs, mm-hmm. improvised explosive devices, both in the house and in his car. He had a detonator. He had his cell phone, by the way, which all got up on that rooftop. You know, a range finder. It's really amazing. And I understand why the conspiracy theorists are going wild online. Absolutely wild. I mean, I've read it all and I get it because it's so unfathomable that our Secret Service could be this incompetent. Mm-hmm. But I want to throw something out at you, which I thought was kind of interesting. Back in 2017, there was a Secret Service agent. Her last name was O'Brady, I believe. And she was actually apparently the head of the Denver office. And she made multiple statements on Facebook that there is no way. I mean, she didn't say it this strongly, but essentially she did not believe in Trump's policies and things, and that she's not going to put her life on the line for that. And that it didn't bother her that she was going against the Hatch Act, which says that people in government office, FBI agents, Secret Service agents aren't supposed to be involved or plugged into politics. We were never supposed to post. You can't have signs in your yards. You're not supposed to be a political advocate in any way. And she just thumbed her nose at it. She ended up having to retire. She's been kicked out of the Secret Service's retired agent association. Mm-hmm. But geez, when I read that, I thought, hopefully there are not any other Secret Service agents with this mentality, thinking, you know, Trump just isn't important. And I'm not making a political statement. No. I'm just saying the thought that an agent could think like that is mind-boggling to me.
Because you can have one side going, well, I'm okay with that. But guess what? It can happen on the other side too, no matter what your stance is.
Yes.
If you have one that's able to do that, and we create a climate, or there is a climate like that, where one feels that they can step away from their duty, and this is their duty, whether you hate the man, loathe the man, wish he was dead, the man, whatever, that's your job. That's what you have to do to keep the integrity of the United States, and to not allow something like this. We can't have that, period, no matter who it is, when you're protecting someone of that nature. It's just utterly shocking. Is there too much dependence on outside agencies for events like this? And maybe there has been for too long. I mean, we've seen so many issues in so many police departments across this country in the last handful of years of being defunded, of officers, real experienced officers that have been around, understand details and things like that, retiring. A lot of very young officers out there now, and obviously, you know, the torch has to be passed at some point. But are we looking at our local police forces as being more competent than they actually are? Really, just because kind of that churn over time, and you have it's not the same police forces you would have had 4 years ago, 8 years ago, or even 12 years ago.
Well, you bring up a good point. My understanding is this police force that was tasked to assist had 12 officers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they still have their issues that they're going to have in their town to worry about. Things can't completely come to a standstill, but they would have had very limited officers. And I still say it comes down to the on-scene commander. In other words, the person with Secret Service who was in charge of that particular detail and the decisions they made, and making sure that their local forces are doing what was designated of them. And to give you an example of that, let's be clear. If you just had people, two people on that building on the corners watching, this would have never happened outside.
Yeah.
Watching. And that doesn't take too much that, you know, anyone with a badge should be able to handle that assignment. And I think they would have been able to handle that assignment. But instead, they were inside in the AC, apparently. And so anyone that allowed that, and that's going to be that on-scene commander, his head needs to roll.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I mean, there's sometimes more security at a movie theater preventing kids from going and hopping movie to movie. Quite honestly, it seems.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.